Andrew, pretty close game, but you've come out the wrong side of it, but he's battled all the way there in the second innings.
Yeah, I think the fight and sort of maturity and application that we showed in our second innings went a wee bit to making up for the first innings. Disappointing obviously to fall 40 runs short, but the North West played better cricket over the 3 days and deserved their win. So yeah, disappointing way to finish it.
James Cameron Dow, 10 wickets in the match. He's fallen out of maybe Ireland selection at the minute, but with performances like that, he can't be too far away.
Yeah, he bowled very well over the course of the two innings, especially to the right-handers. He was always a threat and bowled a lot of overs and got his just rewards.
Yeah, and it was pretty young and experienced side you've got here. Does that augur well for the future? Are you disappointed that there were so many players missing?
No, I suppose, yeah, initially we were really disappointed with the lack of availability, especially of a lot of our top players, the likes of Craig Irvine, Lee Nelson, etc. We have a lot of injuries in the seam bowling department, but delighted that the two Warringstown boys came in and did quite well. James McCollum scored an excellent 35 and again showed the maturity, which maybe he didn't have a couple of years ago. And so it does, it's given others an opportunity. I think that's great for us moving forward.
But you've got two big games left. You play Leinster Lightning, the 50 over competition, which you've won last year. It's still available for you, so you'll be going hard to win that again, I'm sure.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some of our major players back for that, the likes of Jonesy and Lee Nelson, etc. So if we're at full strength, we'll certainly be going down there with the expectancy of winning the game.